Blog Talk Radio. or I'll get tore up on my own. Now drop the fucking sign here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the most gifted. Flowers to the dying. Flow. Flow.
Okay. This is Antoinette and Brother Eddie. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, my sister Antoinette, aka Mother Boy? How are you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
Something stinking. I want some. Something stinking. I want some. Something stinking, it smell like a skunk, y'all. Something stinking, I want some. Thank you for the funk. Thank you for the funk, because that's what's stinking, y'all. It's the thought. Give up the thought. Give up your funk, baby. If it ain't nothing but yourself, give it up. Thank you for getting me in the groove, in the mood. And I hope everybody's doing well this evening. And before we get started, because I'm jamming. Thank you very much. And again, I want to acknowledge the ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. And to our elders, namaste, namaste. And to the listening audience and family, much love, greetings, respect, and thank you for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us as we share with you. Thank you. Yes, Sister Antoinette, go ahead. I'm coming down off of that one because, again, listen to the lyrics of songs that you love, family, because it's a reason you love the particular songs you love, the music, the lyrics. As he says, we love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk, your thought is the best. Take my mind and give me the mind to think, to funk with the rest. Hit me with the one and then, if you like, hit me again. We love to Funkenstein. We love to think, baby. And that's what we want to bring to the table, critical thinkers. Yes, yes. Yeah. Let me exhale. Yes. All right. I'm coming through even keel. Yes. Love it, family. Have something that motivates you, inspires you to move, because that's our lack of what's actually happening right now. We're not making a move in the groove that makes us dance like you got ants in your pants. Get up and dance. Woo, yeah. I love it. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Exhale. All right.
Okay, good now.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, y'all, tonight it's If You Harvest Your Thoughts, and I have Your Thoughts Are the Seeds in Your Life. How do you water them? And I like to add also, do you water them?
And that's great because while he's playing that, a thought came to my mind with that particular word being the seed. We all are human seeds.
Yes, we are.
The seed has been fed to turn into the weed that fulfills your need. See, we always, and I'm always talking about the weed, but hey, the weed is who we are, the information that we have to disseminate, to share, and to give away. So, yes, be that proverbial weed that fulfills the need that comes directly from your thoughts and permeate. As last week's class was, exposure expands your thinking. So I hope that we planted a few seeds from last week so that what we were exposed to will expand your thinking, expand your mind, because the universe is expanding. Why ain't we flowing with the universe? Your mind should be expanding, because within the universe of you, your mind is the universe. We are small universes compared to the ultimate universe. So if the ultimate is expanding as above, so below, so should we. And the expansion is of one's mind. Expand your mind. As the saying goes, free your mind and the truth, or your ass will follow. The truth will follow,
that's
baby.
Right. That is right.
So again, let me maintain, because I'm ready to explode. Because it's a beautiful time to be alive right here, right now, and do what we're supposed to be doing. So, if you harvest your thoughts, they will fall into place. Because whose thoughts are we entertaining? Because if it's not your thought first, your funk, whose is it? So where do you get your thought from, your funk from? Who thought are you following? If it's not for you, first and foremost, because you are the business, the first business at hand. Your business is your thought. And your thoughts should always grow. Because your thought, you are nothing but a plant, a walking, living, human plant on this earth. So as you said, we have to water the plant.
Yes.
This is why we always talk about water from Flint that has been tarnished and water that we are drinking that is not truly human for human conception, with all of the nonsense and everything else that they put in to the natural fluids that come from the earth. But we will, and we are, getting there, because as today is, Wednesday being hump day, we are getting over the hump.
Yes, we are.
We get over the hump. When the syndrome is around, don't let your guard down. All you got to do is think and dance. Think. See, because when you dance, you are on a frequency of positive thought and essence that's coming from your feet, from the earth, all the way to your brain. This is why it's from the bottom to the top, from that root chakra to that top chakra. So again, yes, just think about it and dance on it. When you dance on your thought, guess what? You start to change your vibration. Because again, we don't dance in negativity. Anytime you dance, anything that was negative is gone for that moment. So use those moments to become positive in your thinking, in your mind, in your reality. So, yes, funk on, family. Think on.
Yes.
So, as you said, you're doing good. I know the family's doing well, if you're doing well. So that's great. And I hope that the family is also doing well and out there doing their thing. Do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, and make it stink. Put some spice on it. Put your own odor to it, which is your own frequency. And those who vibrate on it will, and those who won't, so be it.
That's true. That is so, so true.
But yes, family, we should have a very interesting class this evening, and hopefully, which we're going to practice, because, again, we don't practice it enough. And the practice that we'll be doing on this show and hopefully all other classes is to stay on topic. You know, once we get to that part where we've actually expressed and talked about the topic, then we can get off topic. But let's try to stay on topic within our conversation and the information that we're dealing with at hand.
Yes. I agree
with
that.
With that being said, Sister Antoinette, what current events do you have that you would like to share with the family?
Okay, well, one I have that is going to make you smile, I hope, Brother Eddie. And anyone else who is a fan of Bruce Lee, Florida residents petitioned to change county named after Confederate General to Bruce Lee County. This is in Florida.
Yeah.
And I figured you would like this.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so this is... Start off with good news, y'all. So, it's time to stop idolizing these Confederate soldiers. Ending racism includes the removal of racist figures, statues, and idols across the South, reads the petition, which was launched by a Florida-based organization known as Assembly Underground. We propose this petition to rebrand Lee County, Florida, in an effort to continue the battle to extradite racism in the United States. and continue. We are not trying to continue our past. We're trying to improve our future. And what better way than to use an inspiring, positive, influential, Lord, forgive me, y'all, figure as our namesake. Robert E. Lee never even stepped foot in our county. He has nothing to do with this place. Brian Weaver said, who is the owner of Art Assembly Underground, said per NBC News. Okay, well, I can go on, but I think that should be good enough. Okay, Brother Eddie, now, what do you have to say about that? Because I know you are a fan of Bruce Lee.
A former fan, because I've grown, as we all should. And we know that fan is the abbreviation for fanatic. And I'm no longer a fanatic of Bruce's. I'm more of a student and practitioner of not only his art, but his philosophy, because the philosophy that he shared in his life dealing with his art was a beautiful thing. And this is, again, I'm so happy because, again, that's part of my exposure that's expanding my thinking, going back to my past in order to actually bring into the future what I've always thought about, which was the teaching of martial arts. And again, since you started with that, and I have all of my Bruce Lee manuals at hand, I would love to share with the family something that stuck with me years ago. We're talking about the 70s family, 75 to be exact, when I picked up Bruce Lee's book, Tale of Jeet Kune Do. Tale of Jeet Kune Do, however it's being pronounced, but it's understanding the martial artist that I've become, because it's a part of my life. It's always been a part of my life. But to share a simple paragraph that he wrote dealing with martial arts, and it's martial arts are based upon understanding hard work and a total comprehension of skills, powered training, and the use of force are easy, but the total comprehension of all skills of the martial arts is a very difficult achievement. To understand, you must study all the natural movements in all living things, which I've studied years ago. It's called kinesiology, another story. But naturally, you can understand the martial arts of others. You can study the timing and the weakness of others. But just knowing these two elements will give you the capacity to knock a person down rather easily. But again, to apply that to metaphysics, is understanding the hard work that we must put in and comprehending the total package of who you are. Because art itself is no more than personal expression of you drawing, writing, sculpting, or whatever. For me, martial arts is a part of the artist that I've become. And to express myself using the physical attributes that I've gained throughout the decades is the honest expression of any artist to bring forth what's in you, out of you, so the world can see. At the beginning, it was the physical part that the world saw that I was capable of doing. Now, it's the mental part. And basically, you know how much a person really cares when you know how much, I'm sorry, you know how much a person knows when you understand how much a person cares. How much do you care about yourself, and about meaningful information that you share. If it's not meaningful to you, why are you disseminating something that does you nor anyone else that you're talking to any good? So as long as we are, and especially me, is giving away meaningful information, then I'm doing my art, which is my part, to share spiritually and metaphysically with you family. Because metaphysics by number is no more than offense and defense, and that's all that martial arts is, self-defense combined with offense, metaphysics. So I'm on that mental plane, but I'm going back now to revisit, to bring forth the physical attributes that are still in me that are basically bubbling up and coming out of me. And again, along with the physical side of Bruce and the lyrical side of Parliament, Funkadelic, Bootsy, James Brown, Prince, Michael Jackson, so forth and so on, family. We have to start using what we already have to get what we want. Do we really want it? What you want wants you if you really want it. But what are you putting in order to get out of what you say you want? So with that, Sister Antoinette, thank you. And hopefully they change that name in Florida to Bruce Lee. It wouldn't hurt me a bit because, like I said, for me, Bruce Lee was treated worse, in my opinion, dealing with the fame that he had from his beginning than a lot of black people during his time. Now, we know back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, how our entertainers were being treated and had to leave this country to go to other European countries to get their claim to fame. But being here, Bruce Lee, in his first series dealing with the Green Hornet, always, and I always bring this to the forefront, we had black superheroes, and the Green Hornet, Kato, were supposed to be superheroes like Batman and Robin, Superman, Spider-Man.
Yes, I remember.
All of them.
Yes.
The Hulk. Hulk was Dr. Bruce mm-hmm. Banner. Spider-Man was Peter Parker. Superman, Clark Kent, Batman, Robin had dual identities. Green Hornet was Brick Reed, but damn it, Kato was Kato. And both his parts were actually servants, just like black people were being a servant. Their costumes were black, so did that echo? Him being a butler as Kato under Brick Reed and him being a chauffeur under Green Hornet. They were not equal with Green Hornet and Kato was in the front seat. Bruce Lee was driving Miss Daisy called Green Hornet. Even the Black Panther that happened to come out in the same year, 1966, along with the Black Panthers, the Black Panther had a alias, King Shaka. But like I said, in 66, Bruce Lee was Kato and Kato. If I figured it out as a six-year-old child, why didn't everybody else figure it out? Why didn't the silly people in the show that were the villains and the commissioner figure it out? That Kato is called Kato under Green Hornet, and he's also referred to as Kato under Brick Reed. We didn't even see that. Well, most people didn't. I did, and I got pissed. Yes. But another story for another time. But, yes, I echo the sentiment of those individuals changing that Confederate name to somebody who contributed to society. Because one of the best quotes that I heard and loved that Bruce Lee said from an interview, The interviewer asked Bruce, how would he like to be remembered by his fans, by people, by anybody? And his first words was he wanted to be remembered as a human being, damn it. Woo, a human being, not a martial artist, not an actor, not a philosopher, but damn it, a human being, which we all are first, before we give ourselves away to titles that limit even our thinking, because we're locked into a title. We're more than a damn title. We're all of that in a bag of chips, family. So, yes, I concur 110%. Change that name. That way people, if they choose to, will go up and look up Bruce Lee's accomplishments as a human being that he left. Breadcrumbs for us to pick up and to deal with. Because he didn't give you things where he gave you an answer to follow. He left all his philosophies as an open statement so that you, the reader, the martial artist, or whomever, comes up to your own conclusion. And that's what we're not doing. We're pushing everybody else's paradigm. How often do we get, or I get, links from the family about anything that doesn't deal with my with my goals, aspirations, and what I'm doing, nor does it deal with the individual who sends them. And when we look at all of these articles that we're sending each other back and forth, daily, weekly, monthly, whenever, it's things we've been talking about for the last 50 years. I can at least say that personally for myself. It's nothing that nobody sends me that I haven't heard my people talking about in the last 50 years. From King to Malcolm, from Elijah to Marcus Garvey, so forth and so on. We've heard all of these things, and now they've made them sophisticated, updated them, and gave them back to us, and we're looking like it's something new. It's a waste of time. Because the time is an illusion, and it takes from your learning the pertinent information for one's life to do what it is that we were put here to do. Most of us don't even give that a thought. Why am I truly here? And damn it, I'm not going no farther until I find out my reason and purpose, my gift for being here. How many of us take that time other than going from site to site, link to link, article to article? And there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing that becomes the problem, if we're going from article to link to video, and it has nothing to do with one's goals, aspiration, gift, your plan, then what are we doing? We're wasting so much precious time, because everything that they're saying that we've heard, that we know, we're not doing what? Putting the movement, putting the action behind those words in our own. Actions speak louder than words. And by constantly reading without putting an or applying the information to one's life, what a lot of time being wasted. A lot of time. I was questioned about R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, whomever. The key to all of these individuals or anybody else is a lesson. It's a lesson that shows you what not to do. depending on you, the individual. Some people say, yeah, do it. But how long have we been talking about R. Kelly since the video of him urinating on a female? See, and that was one of the most, let me use this incorrect word, stupidest things that I've ever heard, because I never watched it. It was no reason for me to. Because this is why technology has us so messed up. Why would you do something and want to film the shit? That's dumb as hell. Because if you film it, it's going to come out. Somebody's going to see it, because your silly butt or whoever did it, R. Kelly, is going to show it to somebody, and somebody is going to get it and show it to the wrong person. Because you wanted, or the individual wanted something in their archives for whatever reason to show that they did this unspeakable thing. And again, it's unspeakable to me. Again, somebody else, this might bust their bubble. They might be into that. But again, it's just like anything that you do behind closed doors in your bedroom stays in your bedroom. But people want to be entertainers. They want to be stars. They want to film every damn thing. You know, your biggest screen is in your mind. Keep it there. Lock it away. So for me, the best examples R. Kelly has shown are things that he's done that we should not follow. We should not do. Learn from those and go on, because, again, everything else deals with all of us being on the one built dip, dealing with our own personal pain, our own personal pain. And, again, pain for all of us. That word being an acronym of pain is P is poverty. And a lot of people feel that they're not in poverty. That's cool. But how often do we say, I wish I had more money? I can't do this because my funds ain't right. I got to do this and do that. Poverty, baby. We just put it in another category or another word, another phrase. A to pain is abuse, abandonment, and addiction. R. Kelly had an addiction, a sexual addiction. Some of us have gambling addiction, eating addiction, spending addictions, dope, drug addictions. I is ignorance, and we're all a part of that, because ignorance, as we know, is just information that one is not aware of. As we say, we don't know it all. This is why we're still learning. And the N is neglect. Because not only do we neglect ourselves by pushing someone else's agenda, 21, somebody else's agenda, instead of your own, we neglect our family. We neglect the people who care about us. So, yes, we're all in some form of pain dealing with that acronym of poverty, abuse, abandonment, addiction, ignorance, and neglect. Stop neglecting yourself, because when we are constantly pushing someone else's narrative, then we are caught up trying to catch up. And it's easy to catch up when you change your thought, when you expose your thinking to higher realms of thinking, getting around people who are positive thinkers, critical thinkers, because so much energy is giving on all of these links that we send to one another that has nothing to do with neither one of us. Even it doesn't have anything with us dealing with fixing us. If we're not going through the specific discussions in conversations on the problem, knowing that we are the solution, but we can never be the solution if we're constantly pumping problem after problem after problem after problem after problem. We don't give our own selves that personal time to unravel any of the nonsense. And it's easy if the articles that we read, we touch on, once we get into the first paragraph and it has nothing to do with what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to do, and that's if you're trying to do anything or accomplish anything, because some people are cool where they are. They're comfortable. But part of my art, my existence, is to shake everything up and make one uncomfortable with oneself, not with what I say, but with oneself, because the things that I say already echo within each and every one of us on one facet or another. And again, we entertain and put too much energy in the wrong things that has nothing to do with fixing our condition. When we're just hearing feel-good moments, and I think that's what it is. We hear things, it sounds good, so we want to give it to somebody else and hope that they feel and it sounds good to them. For me, if it ain't got nothing to do with what I'm doing, I'm not wasting my time anymore. It's no. We've wasted too much time when we have everything that's needed right inside each and every one of us. And we're not coming together collectively. First of all, we're not coming to our own individual thoughts so that when we bring it to the table, it's a critical thought that will provoke thought coming from the individual that you are talking to. If I'm not provoking a thought, then what am I doing? I'm echoing somebody else's thought, trying to get you to feel the way I feel. Because, again, I'm not going to echo a thought that I haven't applied to myself that deals with what I'm dealing with. So these are the things that we have to stop wasting that illusion of time, because the time is the information of learning our personal life that we should be getting from everybody that we touch and touches us through a word, through a phrase, through an example. Being the example is the leaders that we all are, but if we don't have an example to set, how can we be a leader? How do we expect anyone to follow when we sit in the same four corners of a room, reading articles and links that at the end of the day, after I finish, I don't make them deal with what I'm dealing with to get to where I want to go. Where do one wants to go? Where do you want to go? See, the universe is conspiring and working in all of our favor, but we're not applying the action, the movement that we need to do our part to get what the universe is lining up for you, for me, for whomever. The universe has told me for some time now, I've got you, I got this. But I can't sit back and think that the universe is just going to do it. I got to apply action, movement, in order to receive what the universe is lined up. I'm not in alignment. So, again, I'm getting more into the topic than you finishing your current events. So you started with Bruce. If you got other current events, Sister Antoinette, come on, bring it to the family.
Okay. Yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, a disabled man was executed. And today, the advocates call for an end to the death penalty after an intellectually disabled black man is put to death in Missouri. Even the Pope weighed in on the clemency for Johnson, requesting Missouri Governor Mike Parson recognize the simple fact that Mr. Johnson's humanity and sacredness of human life. Early Tuesday evening in the state of Missouri, executed Ernest Johnson, intellectually disabled man for a crime committed in 1994, as reported by the Associated Press. Johnson's lawyers insisted that his intellectual function was equivalent to that of a young child instead of 9 years old. Anti-death penalty advocates and spiritual advisor, Sister Helen Prejean, spoke out about the execution on Twitter Tuesday evening. Ernest Johnson should not have been executed, tweeted Prejean. He was intellectually disabled and categorically ineligible for the death penalty. Ernest was a human being. He committed a terrible crime and was deeply remorseful. This was not justice. Okay, so the Pope weighed in on it. The Supreme Court refused to stay the order of execution. Prejean pointed to the existing precedents that ought to have voided the death penalty in Johnson's case. Well, anyway, so this man who Johnson was convicted of killing three people during a robbery in 1994. While some may think the death penalty is a valid form of punishment, the group Missourians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty organized a clemency campaign citing the legal standard involved in death penalty cases for people who are intellectually disabled. In 2008, a portion of Johnson's brain mass was removed due to a benign tumor. It is also reported that Johnson was born with fetal alcohol syndrome. So these are the reasons why they stated that he should not have been executed. So instead of continuing to go on, y'all can, if you can find this on D.L. Hoogly Show and the newsletter. Okay, Brother Eddie, what are your thoughts on this? Now, should we, how should we view this? I mean, he killed three people, but he's also not mentally, can you say he's not mentally responsible?
That's I don't want to say it's hard, but again, we're dealing with mental illness all
yes.
over the world, but especially here in this country.
Yes.
And again, there were red flags way before then, so I'm not just going to put it on this mentally ill individual, but yes, there's consequences that need to happen. I don't want to get into it because it'll take a little bit more thinking than just off of emotions and opinions, but I'm quite sure that those around him knew his condition before any of this happened. So you have a lot more people that are indirectly involved in this man's illness and not getting him the treatment, R. Kelly, that he needed instead of getting having him being incarcerated. See?
Yes.
Because, again, when we see anybody, again, referring to R. Kelly, Bill Cosby or whomever, that has done something and people know about it, should all
mm-hmm.
of them need to be jailed then?
Yeah.
You kept your mouth closed for this long, and before any of them are indicted, hell, the parents of every one of these young ladies need to be indicted. Because
yes,
how would you give your child, your girl, to a person who's been known as someone who takes advantage of young girls? How
yeah.
would a parent allow their daughters, see, because they want to be entertained. No. Yes.
Brother Eddie, I feel so why do you allow your young daughters to go with any man if they're a child? Why are you even exposing your daughters to even the possibility, even if this person doesn't have any kind of anything, why are you even opening the door for that child to even go through anything? I mean, it's your job as a parent to protect them from all that. No.
That's my point exactly. See, none of the parents have been charged with being an unfit parent. See?
Yeah, or for endangerment of a child.
Everything starts from the home. And if you put your child in harm's way, then you should be responsible for anything that's happening within that situation. That's first and foremost. If the parents didn't allow their children to go to these particular concerts, I don't care. You listen to the record, damn it. You just going to be upset at me because I didn't let you go. But I'm protecting you for your own good. This is the job of a parent, but it's a parent that most parents don't know how to be parents. Let's start there.
That is true.
That's what's a parent. Shit.
Yes, it is.
You know, we springboard every place else, and we don't put the blame on everybody involved, not just R. Kelly, not just Michael Jackson, not just Bill Cosby or whomever. And I'm not putting
your child to be around. And if you're allowing your children to be around these people that you don't even know, and even if you know them, you don't expose your children to everything. And being exposed to people.
That's the pain that I was talking about earlier. See, people are using the pain far as the poverty that they feel that they're in to expose their children to these people who have been dubbed as pedophiles or sex addicts or whatever title that they've been given. You, the parent, is looking for financial come up, and they're using their child, just like a lot of people that throw their children in the entertainment business, knowing what entertainment business is like in Hollywood.
Yeah.
We've heard it. We know it. We feel it, we see it, and yet you still have parents that allow it and do it.
Yeah.
So those parents need to be accountable for their decision, putting their children in harm's way for a come up. That's what they're trying to do, a come up.
Yeah. Or to make their lives better. Not the children's lives, their parents' lives better.
The parents, because again, when people get into situations where they feel, I ain't got shit to lose, all I can do is have a come up.
Yeah.
But for those who are entertainers, those who are entertainers who act like they don't know this, because if you've been into entertainment, you know the ramifications of all that lifestyle will bring. You know that somewhere down the line, you're being set up. Someone is trying to have a come up off of your setup. And we still allow it? And then we're foolish enough to tape it? Come on, family. Stop the madness. See, because
Brother
Eddie, that lets you know that a person is rich.
Yeah.
What was that?
I said that's them harvesting their dreams. You know, the parents' dream of where they feel so they should be in life. So therefore, they're going to use whoever, including their own children, to obtain their dream, even though it's going to hurt their children.
Yeah.
And thinking that, oh, well, the money will make it okay, but they're not going through what the child's going to go through psychologically later and how this can affect them for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. They live their dreams. A lot of parents still do this, live their dreams vicariously through their children, trying to get their children to pick up where they left off or where they didn't so-called make it, dealing with somebody else's ideal of you making it or not, you being successful or not. So is one's definition of success? Is it what they consider fame or being famous? I don't want to get into the numbers right now, but understanding fame is 4, 13. Famous is 22. That's a 4, 2.
Yes.
The fame and famous for me is spiritual, truth. That's
yes.
my fame. See, I don't need nobody else's interpretation of what success means to them. That's you. Great. I'm not knocking it. But for me, it's altogether different. That's why I lamp now and lie and rely on the number behind the word to bring me peace of mind and balance to everything that comes out of my mouth now. Do you understand the number behind the word that's coming out of your mouth? But even if that's not the case, do you understand the spiritual ramification of truth and lies? And where do you stand right here, right now, 2021 being the 5 in that 5th chakra that deals with truth, and it's blocked by lies, baby. It's blocked by lies. And this is
yes.
why we can't open our chakras properly, because that part that's blocking what's supposed to flow, we never take the time out to deal with that negative side of what the positive side is giving. So we stay down on those lower 3 chakras, better known as the trivium in the 7 liberal arts. We're spinning our wheels in a triangle on logic, rhetoric, and grammar. We can't get any higher, which is that heart chakra, that we all are going to be judged by the heart, baby, by the heart.
Yes. Yes, we are.
That's the first mind that we got to get to, the mind within the heart. See?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, got another current event? Let's hit it. Let's do it.
Well, I do win next
time. Whatever it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, we have one, but before I can't do it right now. But we also, if you get up there, I'm going to get you. Excuse me. Forgive me, y'all. But Brother Kwame did a show this evening. He was a guest on the show. And it was a great show, y'all. I mean, so if you don't mind, Brother Eddie, if we could take
no.
a minute, let Brother Kwame in and let him talk about your show, because it was excellent, y'all. I truly enjoyed it. Okay, here we go. Brother Kwame. Brother Kwame, take yourself off
yeah.
mute, please.
Greetings.
There you are.
Greetings, Sister Antoinette, and thank you for the support, and thank you for the compliment. And good evening, Brother Eddie Harris, trying to make it
good
real.
Good evening, my brother,
work.
My elder, my family. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very grateful, you know, and I'm enjoying what you're dropping, and I, you know, I'm absorbing, you know, we're parallel universe, and this is really in divine order, because today is the new moon, and what we're seeding is what's going to be brought to light in this full moon of Libra, bringing balance to the scales of justice. And that's what you're speaking towards, and being able to find that balance within, because the heart is, we have 3 above the heart and we have 3 below the heart. And the heart is the balance of those three other chakras. And understanding how that heart is put on the scale, and if it doesn't weigh the weight of the feather, of the ostrich feather of Mayat, then you have done wrong in your life, because that means you're carrying some weight, some guilt, something that you didn't get right, because you came in with a right heart, you should leave with a right heart, because if you've done right, it's going to stay right. So these are the energies that are coming from the galactic and our consciousness with these energies. Mars retrograde, Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter in alignment, and all of these resets and these new energies that's awakening the planet and our galaxy. And what we're now facing is these conversations, and I thank you for support, Antoinette, because that was an issue that my partner Jay called. He said, man, I got to get you on my show because these folks is attacking us, talking about we ain't black Indians. Y'all don't know nothing about being no Indians. Y'all wasn't this and y'all wasn't that. And I was like, okay, I'll come on. Then he called another elder brother, Don Wolf. And we all got on there, and it was being able to show elders and saying stewardship. But most of all that I looked at it is okay, these certain questions that people were asking, but I'm showing you, here's the book. Have you read this book? Have you read that book? Here you look at that book. Not looking at YouTube's, not looking at somebody's, you know, Instagram or Facebook page, but have you took the time to go within and find out what, you know, we have to begin to look at how we get our information, you know, because the AI is the artificial intelligence, the DI is the divine intelligence. And it's something that Eddie was talking about, and he was dealing with the art, and he was dealing with the heart. But the part of it is that in that word heart is the word ear. And to be able to hear, because when you're in talking, not using the two outside ears on your body, but what ear hears when you have thoughts, what ear hears when you're reading pages in a book, what ear is that? That's the heart's ear, creative gift. And being able to hear without having to use the other two ears. You could be have plugs in your ears, whatever, but the heart hears, because when we have thoughts, we're listening to, when we're saying words in our head and having conversation, who's listening to that? Who is inside of you listening to that? Like you said, you're inside, you're sitting in a theater, and you're projecting a world in your mind. Who is that?
Yes,
Brother Tommy.
Yes.
You know, I ordered the book,
Life
of DNA, Race Reparations and Reconciliation, that you kept showing.
Aldra Sanders, that's the sister that's been Biden put on his genetic committee. She's a heavy sister as far as genetics, human genetics. And she, yeah, the social life of DNA, race, reparations, and reconciliations after genome. Her name is Aldra Nelson. And that's an excellent book because her, another sister named Ruha Benjamin, and Rita Walker, they're dealing with mental health and genetics. And then a lot of them, we're dealing with trauma, because what Eddie is talking about when he's saying pain, that's trauma. There's this trauma, and environment is what creates these people having these turmoils and doing and acting out in the way they act out. Even with you're talking about R. Kelly. And that's the subject. And I hear the little baby in the background. What's she doing?
Yes.
On grandma's lap.
Yes. Yes, and that's exactly where she is. She just climbed up on me. You want to say hello? Say hello,
loud,
everyone.
Hey, that's,
hello.
You got to talk loud.
Hey.
Hello, Brother
Eddie.
Hello, Brother
Eddie.
You got to talk loud.
Hi.
Brother
hey,
Eddie.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
And Brother
Kwame. Hi,
Brother
Hi. What's your name?
Oh, she just told you her name. Okay, you got to chat again. I don't think they heard you, honey.
My name is Alima.
Not I. My name. My name.
My name.
Is? What's your name?
Alima.
Okay. Okay, y'all. There we go for our brief intermission.
I love it.
That's what all of this is for, because we want this world to be better
Yes.
than what we came in it when we were her age.
Yes.
This is what we're making this sacrifice of giving and learning and sharing and you know, this is what Brother Eddie is like, look, you know, we're gonna have to get this discipline together. You're either gonna learn this or I'm gonna whoop your brains with martial arts.
Yep, that's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And from my human, from my book, my human book, you brought back just a quote that I used to use dealing with the heart. Heart is a five-letter word. The first four letters of heart is here. The middle three letters of heart is ear. And the last three letters of heart is art. It's an art to hear with the ear of your heart, family. It's an art to hear
that's
with
what
that
I'm
ear.
Right, and that's where that ear is, because we have a third eye and we have a third ear. We don't talk about that third ear.
Well, tell me, what is the third ear? I never heard that before.
The heart.
You just gave it
to me.
Oh,
the heart is the third ear. Okay.
Right. Hear, ear, art. The art of listening with your heart.
The middle three letters of heart is ear.
Yes.
That's that third ear is the heart, coming from the heart. So, yes.
And the first four letters is hear.
That's it.
The first thing you hear in the womb is what? The heart. That's the
first thing you hear in the womb.
No,
yes.
That's the first thing you hear your mother's heart beat and yours. You're in total darkness, submerged in embryonic fluid. And you hear the beat of that heart.
The first major organ that develops is the heart within the womb.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The brain, because the brain grows it.
Yeah. Y'all are talking about a heart. My granddaughter made a heart with her hand.
Yes. See, she already knows the symbol. It's already in them, because children are born with knowing only love. They have instincts to swing the energy of you could take a baby and fill a room full of people, and if that one person that has a evil spirit or a bad spirit, try to get that baby to that person and see won't it cry.
No, they won't go. Nope, they won't go.
They won't go. They'll scream.
I know that from my own children. They will not go. Yes.
Right. The energy that's instinctively in them, and this is what we do when we do a naming ceremony. We take a child on the seventh day, because on the seventh day is when you are given your name. You're given a day name on the day you were born. The seventh day you're giving the name that is to be given to you. And what the priest or the medicine person does with the baby is it takes a glass of water and a glass of palm wine or gin, something bitter, and it will put its finger in the water and put it in the baby's mouth, and the baby will suckle. He puts it in that gin, and he puts it in the baby's mouth, and he cries. And everybody witnessing, seeing that child cry when he puts his finger in the mouth, says, it is your charge to make this child not to forget right and wrong, because it's born in it.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's how we know that a child knows right and wrong. When you give it that water and it suckles, it knows that that's right for it. When you put that other in its mouth, it cries because it's not what it's supposed to have.
Mm, wow.
Yes, indeedy. And a side note on what we're talking about, again, dealing with different articles, links, this, that, and the other, I had an experience Monday when Facebook and the Instagram went down. I purposely went around young people who are basically robots to their phones, go crazy.
Yeah.
They actually lost it, because that technology of what's being used has programmed them to the point that they don't know nothing that they can do without that phone. As we have been talking about Social Dilemma, this program is on Netflix, and it might be on some other social media site. But we just had an individual, Francis Higgins, being a whistleblower.
Who
came out to basically let us know what we've been talking about for years now. We've already been talking about what she basically blew the whistle on, that just basically validated what we said, but we need no validation.
But what the shutdown was for, because they knew that whistleblower was going to go before them and talk, and the questions, the Q&A that they were going to go in about, because they're focused on the children. And this is what they geared it towards, is the children. The same way that they talk about the tobacco industry, the technocrats did the same methodology that they did with tobacco and being able to do it with technology, the algorithms. And what they did was they had to shut everything down to wipe out as much information that they could get off of them hard drives and get rid of, come in and prove what she's saying.
Well, you know what else, Brother Kwame? To me, when you try to, when you make it so that you tell a child or even anyone that they can't have this, it makes them want it even more. So to me, what Facebook did was now you have more people that are going to become addicted to it, because I want to see what you're saying is so bad for me.
But
you know, why are you trying to censor this from me?
Right, but the other part, too, is what a dealer does. A dealer gives you free samples. He lets you test the product that he's going to make you be his consumer. And this is what Facebook and all of them did. They made it free, and they made it all the glorious, all the bells and whistles and lights and algorithms to make you feel so important that you now have an ability to take your own picture and send it and record yourself doing all of these things, and you don't have to be in Hollywood. You can be right there in your bedroom doing whatever you want to perform.
Yeah, that's where I Blog Talk did, too. When Blog Talk first started, it was free, and you were able to have two-hour shows a day.
And now you
have to pay for Blog Talk.
Right. I started with a woman in 2004, 2005, Maya. And she had what now is Blog Talk. She had already got the monies and everything started for her. And when she came up to get ready to start to launch this talk show that we were going to be doing, they shut it down and took it.
Oh, wow. So that they can have this, you know, so they can have
that's
their own.
That's it, right.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with it. The same thing they did with the fax machine. Federal Express created a copier that made a perfect legal document that you could transmit a document from California to New York. It was a legal document that you could use because of the quality of what that technology had recorded. AT&T shut FedEx down and created the same copy machine and called it fax.
That's something they always, you know what, these are the rich folks just trying to get richer. So they're fighting amongst
and
themselves.
And that's what they did.
Yes.
But what they do is they ethically work together in order to create the certain percentage. But what happened is that, see, old money found a way saying, okay, we're going to let all y'all little bureaucrats and come out here and y'all going to make this money, but we still own old money, and we gonna show you who runs it.
Yeah. Brother Kwame and Brother Eddie, we have another caller with their hand up. If y'all don't mind, we can bring them in for
No, go ahead.
Please do.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, area code 336.
Grand Rising.
Hello,
so
greetings, Mother AZ. Bonfire,
hey.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm AWOL, y'all. They let me out. I'm AWOL, family. They let me out of the facility, and I was supposed to be back Sunday, and I just, my spirit, it just couldn't handle it. The trees have been talking to me, and Black Elk is screaming. And Brother Kwame, I reached out, but apparently you were on the show because something is up. Brother Kwame can get you up to speed as far as who Black Elk is concerned. He's Chief Frank Fool's Crow's uncle. And I got this little teepee here, and the teepee was talking. And then I saw the horse on the teepee, and that represents to me Black Elk because of Black Elk Speaks, his book. Now, family, remember,
book.
Sir?
That was about the horse. Remember he had the vision about the horses?
Was yes.
Right.
No, I think it was Black Elk. But let me say this before I lose my train of thought. Remember a while back, and I was at this boot camp hellhole over here, the Haven with the mesquite trees. Remember we had a show in the mesquite trees.
Right.
You were talking to me. Okay.
Right,
well, right. Okay. Well, family, that tree, the pepper tree. Brother Eddie saw it with his eyeballs in the real time. What happened was I went out to give some tobacco and prayers to that pepper tree, and that pepper tree calls me to link up with this woman from Louisiana who was raised by a indigenous elder, and she's an ombudsman. She goes around and she inspects the nursing homes and to see if they're on top of their job with us. But let me get to the point. That pepper tree had me to reach out to her. Yesterday, she calls me and told me that she's looking for a pepper tree, family. And this woman, like I said, she's an ombudsman. She inspects all the nursing homes in Cochise County. She's going to see if she can harvest that pepper tree. And I was told that the reason that I was there is because the mesquite trees and the ancestors, Black Elk, I heard this, Brother Kwame, said the major reason that I was sent to that location, meaning where Brother Eddie physically went to the Gables Resort, is because of what is getting ready to happen, the uprootment of that facility. That facility is connected to Chicago. The office, the main office, or whatever you call it, a corporate office, is based out of Chicago, family. So I said all of this to say this. They're upset because I'm not there. But my spirit is telling me that I need to prepare my mind, body, and spirit. And by the way, I got in the pool today. They were not giving me the PT that I needed, so I created my own doggone PT, family. And I said all of that to say this. We have to stay on our square, and we must create our own. and not allow anybody on the freaking planet to tell us what we can and what we cannot do. And I feel a whole lot better since I have been able to get in that water. And I'm going to go, I'm going to stay here until Friday. If they want me to, if they allow me to come back in there, fine. If they don't, that's okay too. Because didn't you say this is a new moon, it's planting seeds, Brother Kwame?
Right.
All right. Well, that's what we are here to do. And like you said, Brother Eddie, Brother Harris, is that we must create our own story. We can't be listening to this person and that person and so on and so forth. And I couldn't call you back the other day because I was on the line bickering with these creatures that do not get me. And it's okay. It's a part of the journey, and it's a part of my boot camp over the ground railroad schooling. It's okay. Now, Brother Kwame, can you express to the family a little bit about Black Elk? Because he's really been screaming and I mean, you know, communicating. What's up with that from your point of view, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, and Black Elk was a prophet, and he had prophesied these things in which that are now coming true. And he gave us the seven sacred ceremonies in which we're to do as being able to stay connected to spirit and to be able to connect to the tree of life. And that's the sun dance, the Nipe ceremony, Humblecha, the keeping of the soul, the tossing of the ball, and the something else for women. But those seven sacred ceremonies are rites, and they're kind of a teaching tool for how we raise our family, our men and boys and girls, and how we stay spiritually connected by using the tree of life and using the four elements. And those are the things in which he was gifted. And that's why, too, he was gifted in prophecy about the horse, because he's had a vision, something like the four horsemen in the Bible. And he saw these horses coming out from somewhere, I think out in the plains or somewhere. But that was his ability to be able to do the medicine and the spiritual work that help us stay connected in this invasion that they said long ago that the black book, the card, and the song would come into Turtle Island. And that's what has happened, because we have the liquor, that's the alcohol and that. We have the black book, which is the church, the Bible. Then we had the card, which is the Native American ID card and our Social Security card, and the song is the Star Spangled Banner. So they knew all of this was coming, the same way they did in the movie Dancing with Wolves, when the guy asks Kevin Costner, he says, how many is coming to Turtle Island? He says, as many as you look up and see stars, that's how many are coming. And we knew, but we knew that there were going to be things that we could do that would be able to counter it. So that's what our elders did. That's what Black Elk stood for in being the prophet.
May I ask another question? Thank you, Sister Antoinette. I want to ask, that show that you did, Brother Kwame, is it available? You said it was today?
Yeah, you can go on YouTube, J10 Nightwolf Live, and you can go on YouTube, and it's already put on the YouTube, but we did it live, and then it goes on YouTube.
Okay.
Just out of New York, with our production company does it.
oh, this is great. Now, Brother Ray was wanting you to be on the show yesterday. That's why I had called you. He asked about Brother Harris, and he asked about you coming to join him on this radio show out of D.C., WOL. Are you brothers familiar
with
that one?
It's
the
Carl Nelson show.
Yes.
Brother Eddie, does this have to do with harvesting your thoughts? Is that where you could tie this in with harvesting your thoughts?
Yes. I mean, everything is connected. And just like that pepper tree that needs water, because the pepper tree that was uprooted is still growing. So whatever rain and moisture that it gets, it's basically embedded in Mother AZ's mind. And that's where it needs to be, because it's a part of her. That's why pepper tree by initials is PT. That's why she is so elated by being in that water. She's part of that pepper tree, the PT, that's feeding life into her mind, her psyche, from nature, from that pepper tree. That's your PT. That's part of it. And that's what she's feeling, she's going through, and she's experiencing. So, yes, that pepper tree is profound in its lettering of pepper being P, tree being T, is the PT that she needs. That's helping you, revitalizing you from nature directly to you. That's it. That's the PT. Physical therapy, baby. Physical. See, along with the mental that's been embedded in the mind, the physical is coming out in that physical training, that PT. Keep it up.
And what is water? And what is water? Water is what we were born in.
That's it. That, again, it activates memory and consciousness. So continue to float on, my sister. Float on.
I will play that. I'm gonna play that for the PT people when they come past my room. As my dad would say, "What you say, my boy?" Thank us, Brother Harris. Thank us, Sister Antoinette, Brother Kwame, Son Horse. Okay, I'm gonna mute.
I love it because that laughter is no more than a recognition of motivation and inspiration to keep you going. Keeps all of us, keep that smile. If you don't laugh every day, smile.
Thank
smile.
You. That's right.
Keep on keeping on, my sister.
A smile is just a frown turned upside down, my friend.
That's right. Put that
smiling
S.
faces.
That smile, that S, put it to the back of the word, and now the smile becomes the miles that you're journeying in your journey. The smile is the miles that you put on your face as you journey through your particular personal adventure. Float on, my sister. Float on.
Bonfire!
What do you desire? Bring forth those desires, because that's what we're supposed to do. Whatever you desire, whatever you want, your wants and desires want you. If you really put the work in, which is no more than the action behind the word, and the word comes from the thought. You think it, you say it, you do it. Just do it. Just do it. It's for you to do, nobody else. Do what you're supposed to do and keep doing and moving forward.
And what here is the thought, Eddie?
What is the thought?
No, I said, what hears the thought?
Oh, what hears the thought is the heart.
There you go.
The heart hears everything, just like your heart is part of what's called your sub and unconscious mind, because your subconscious hears everything. Even while you're sleeping, your subconscious is awake. This is why you turn all the frequency, televisions, and everything off. So none of the nonsense is embedded in your subconscious realm while you sleep. Let your mind, your dreams, basically evolve through love. Coming from the heart, baby, that's why the heart deals with love. It deals with love. And that's what we got to deal with, the love that we have for self that resonates to others. Because when other people see and feel real, true love in you, they echo it. They echo it. And this is the example that we want to leave for our children. The truth. Truth. The record says, I believe the children are our future. Teach them truth. Teach them well. Teach them truth and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. And this is what we're doing, leaving a blueprint to make it easier for the lives that they will still be here living when we are long gone. Give them that pride that comes from within side. See? And it's not the Wizard of Oz. And that's just a parable of the journey to the heart so the heart can be judged by the so-called wizard. And the wizard is no more than you. Your mind is the wizard. But you got to first get to that chakra, that fourth chakra called your heart, that green chakra, the Emerald City, baby. That's where it all begins. Change that beat of your thought so that you can now move on, float on, go to the next level. But we got to get to the heart chakra first. And like I said, a lot of us is down on those lower three levels of the trivium, constantly spinning a triangular wheel. And you know a triangular wheel ain't going to roll the way a circular wheel will roll. That's why we stuck here in, again, no more than logic, rhetoric, and grammar. But whose logic? The logic should come from you, using what we've been given by the system, their logic, but always converting whatever information we get from any place into your own. Make it your own. Nobody else's. You be you, because everybody else is taken. Stop trying to be somebody else. Be yourself. That's the beauty of truth. It's your truth. It's your personal expression expressing your truth in your art, known as not only the tree of life, but the art of the soul, the art of your consciousness. Let it reign supreme and see what happens. You will be amazed. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I was just piggybacking because you were saying truth, and you know how I always say what's the only vowel in the word truth is you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at a TR, are you and you are truth. Either way, when you look at the second two letters, You, I mean, are you or you are? Which one are you? Are you
truth or lies?
Right.
Or lies. It's just, hey, that's it. That's why I said the fifth chakra deals with truth and it's blocked by lies. Which one are you, truth or lies? One or the other. Can't have them both. Like it hit me talking to another elder, and he was asking, is a lie ever right to be told? And like I said, just think of the first law of knowing thyself. And again, survival of not only the fittest, but self-survival. If a lie is going to keep your life sustained, going to keep you living, then tell that lie. Because again, shit, we've been lied to all our lives. So why should we be ashamed to tell a lie that's going to save our life in a corrupt system who constantly lies?
But
see,
even that, you know, there's an interview with Nika Giovanni and James Baldwin done back in the 70s. And she's talking to him saying, you know, you go out here and you go stand in front of that white man and you start lying in his face, smiling and grinning at him. He said, but you come home to me angry and mad. Why can't you lie to me? Why can't you smile at me and lie to me and make me feel good too?
Yeah. But the poem, you know, Nikki Giovanni was one of my favorite poets, and she did a poem called Wilmington, Delaware, where she described Wilmington, Delaware as a man.
Yep,
she was one of my favorite poets.
She just left, I think she just left Virginia State. I mean, she was teaching at where they had the big riots and all of that. She was teaching there, but she got another professorship at, I think, somewhere in California, where she's the head of the department. Yeah. But she's one of the laureates that's left because, who was it? I think Sonia Sanchez, what is her name? Those two other ones died before her. Oh, Maya Angelou and what's the other one? But they were all three together, and she's the only one that's left now.
Oh, okay.
And when I say lie, we all know that you're not supposed to lie when it's dealing with harm, but how many of us tell what's called a little white lie every day?
And how many of us tell it to ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, right. But again, a white lie or just a lie that infringes on a person's esteem. How
but
many people have say? Lied to when they ask me, man, do you see the weight I lost? I look at them and I don't see no weight loss. I see they not gain weight, but if that makes you feel good, yeah, man, you looking good, man. Your clothes fitting better, and you know I know it's a white lie, but it makes them feel better, the esteem to do what they're talking about. Because again, if they keep talking about it, they're gonna be about it. They're gonna do it. Hopefully, some people talk and they're never about what they're talking about. They're not walking the walk they talk.
Right. But the other part, too, when we're saying that, Eddie, and the part of it is we're saying, they just telling you a little white lie. But how do we understand the little white lie is because we know the black truth. That
that's
y'all
it.
Ain't doing right by us.
That's it. You know, so, yes, it's man. Like I said, we have to put everything in its place because everything has a place if we put it in its proper place. So, again, knowing what it is that we need to do for survival and things we need to do to get it right. That's it, with that right, as you're saying, dealing with the heart, that right ear, those, that third ear coming from the heart. We got to hear. And for those who are being the example to lead the way, we have to be the right example. But the key to being right is that we ain't got to convince people we're right. They know it when they hear it. They know it when they see it. Because along with hearing, once they see what you're talking about, because you become the example of the words that you're giving, this is the examples that we need to share with one another. And the examples are the experiences that we apply to our lives that work, that work. Because I'm not going to give you nothing that I haven't done myself that worked for me. How can I give you something that I don't know that worked if I haven't taken the time out to actually do it? Just do it and see if it works. And once it works, then I give it and express it with the examples of what I've done that I apply to the sayings to make it work. So, yes, fam. See? So, again, we have to put everything in its perspective and do the right thing. As Spike Lee said in the movie, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
See? So are we doing the right thing?
Yeah. Well, Brother Eddie, I still have a couple of news stories. I still have a couple of news stories you're interested.
Go ahead.
And we only have 12 minutes left in this live broadcast. Do you want to go over or?
Yeah, we can go. We can go over as long as, like I said, as long as the family's here listening, and hopefully they're pushed to one so that they're able to join in after the 12 minutes are up. Because after that, this 12 minutes, if they wanted to comment, they can't comment. So push to one now, so that you're able to give.
No, they'll still be able to press one after. Yes. Okay, well, y'all, let me give you the number. It is, the first one is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that's 626-414-3504. And the second number is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, I could be reached at e.brewer1942@gmail.com. That's e.brewer1942@gmail.com.
Okay, we also have a caller with their hands up, so let me take them before we go to the story. Okay, area code 732.
Good day to everyone.
Good day.
Greetings, my sister. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I was thinking about the man Johnson that they actually murdered. Did you also say they removed brain mass from his brain?
That was a couple years ago. That was before this.
Mm-hmm.
That was before he died. It was from an accident. Mm-hmm. When I closed that link, let me pull it back up for you. But I believe that was from an accident that he had years ago.
So he was mentally ill already when he had the accident?
Yeah. Well, now, from my understanding, right. let me pull it for you. Give me a minute, please. Okay, I'm getting it. Okay. He has the mental capacity of a 9-year-old. Shoot, and the screen won't stay still. Oh, boy. They have 20% of his brain mass was removed, but it doesn't tell when.
You know, it seems like there's a lot happening today that happened back in the 40s and 50s, like when the young guy was looked at the Caucasian woman and they put him to death. It seems like a lot of things that happened back then are happening now.
Yeah, they said that he was convicted of killing white people, even though white people did not make up the majority of the people that were murdered. But it's just something that, with this case, that you had the Pope that tried to intervene and everything into this man not being executed.
Wow. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, I had two things. One is I'm going to have to give y'all, I don't know if we're going to have the time to go through it all, or if Brother Eddie, and yeah, I don't, it's time to point, but let me do this one first. This one is an easier one. But scientists have created this white paint, y'all. And the paint, they say that scientists created the world's whitest, could eliminate the need for air conditioning. Did you hear that, Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie? Is everybody? Oh, okay. The whitest paint in the world has been created in a lab at Purdue University. A paint so white that it can eventually reduce or eliminate the need for air conditioning, scientists say. The paint has now made it into the Guinness World Book of Records as the whitest ever made. So why did the scientists create such a paint? It turns out that breaking a world record wasn't the goal of the researchers. Curbing global warming was. Started this project about 7 years ago. We had saving energy and fighting climate change in mind. The idea was to make a paint that would reflect sun away from a building, making the paint really reflective, however, also made it really white, according to Purdue University. The paint reflects 98.1% of solar radiation while also emitting infrared heat because the paint absorbs less heat from the sun than it emits. A surface coated with this paint is cooled below the surrounding temperature without consuming power. Using this paint to cover a roof area of about 1,000 square feet could result in a cooling power of 10 kilowatts. Lord, excuse me. That's more powerful than the air conditioners used by most homes. So anyway, Brother Eddie, so would you buy this paint?
Of course not. Of course not. Aren't we talking about using solar power, using the sun for energy? Now you're telling me to use white paint to basically block the sun, block the energy, that you're now utilizing solar panels, and we know that solar panels ain't white. I think they're black.
Yeah.
That are basically absorbing the sun, just like the black screen to your phone before you turn it on is black.
Yes, it
is. Now you want me to use a repellent of white paint?
Yeah.
Well, we know that white repels. And this is why the white skin gets more cancer than the melanated skin, and they need what's called a sunblock. If your skin repels it, why do you need something to block the sun? Because the sun is harmful to you, which that white paint would be more harmful than that black paint. So, no.
Yep.
I'm not using it. You ain't going to fool me. I'm sorry.
But I think it's something that they even came up with this concept. But I think it is sound, Brother Eddie, because they're going to say you won't need air conditioning.
again, ain't no paint that I've seen that stops the heat and the humidity that still comes through your window in the rest of your house that ain't painted white.
That's true.
See? And ain't nobody going to be in an all-white house that stands out, you know, amongst everybody else's house. No, this is just some more nonsense to me that, again, they're bringing us for us to take the bait, to start talking about the nonsense when they have proved that people have solar panels that are melanated that gives us the energy from the sun that we're talking about. We're people of the sun, melanated people. The panels are melanated. So, no, I'm not going to offset it with some white chemical called paint because y'all not said it. Stop it. No. Which way is up? Damn it, I think Richard was in that damn movie. Which way is up, y'all? Which way is up? Finally got my direction together. Which way is up? Come on. You ain't taking me down. You use it. You use it and let your house get cancer. All right?
Oh, my. You know, I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
Come on now.
Wow.
See? No,
that's
you ain't going to convince me.
I didn't think about that.
That's what we're here to make each other think. You know, no, you ain't going to give me something that's not conducive because, again, that's what you keep putting in my face, things that are not natural and conducive to who we are, not who you are. This is who we are. So you ain't going to give me nothing contradictory to who I am. Stop.
Well, that is true. That is
true.
Stop it. That is so true. Okay, well, I have two more. One is, I'm sure y'all had heard before that Kelly Price had passed away. And today, again, it had came out that Kelly Price had passed away from COVID. So they're saying that this is, again, another hoax that has went out again today that she had passed away. And, it, you know, it was just confirmed because I had seen it earlier and I was like, oh, you know, that's a shame that, you know, they said that she passed away from this and, but she did not. She did not pass away. She's still amongst the living, y'all. She's they're just determined that they're going to have this poor lady die. So that's another fake news. That is a legitimate fake news. And the other one that I have is this. Now, I'm going to give y'all the link to this so y'all can, you know, get it for yourselves to look at and to, you know, review it. But it's politicalmoonshine.com. And it's... okay. And it's the September 29th, 1929. Did I say 1929? September the 29th. Forgive me, y'all. 2021.
Okay.
COVID-19 Enterprise fall construction timeline. So if you go to this site, okay, you'll be able to see the timeline from when all of this started. So it's the timeline and the update. You know, when they had that 2002, Bush appoints Algerian-born director of NIH. And, you know, so, I mean, it just gives you the timeline on how all of this COVID mess and everything came to be. So I think y'all will find this really, really useful, and you can draw your own conclusions. So I hope that that will help since, you know, we're dealing with this mess and have family members that are dealing with it. And so everyone will have this to go to. Do I need to say the name of it again?
If you want to, it's not necessary.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, well, that's what I got, y'all.
But Antoinette, that...
Go ahead, sister.
Yes.
Okay. But Antoinette, that 29 sure does sound good for some reason. It really does.
Oh,
you have me wondering what's going to be going on then.
my goodness. Oh, my.
And like you had stated about the death of the individual being no more than a lie, again, that's what we have to be more attentive to, that most of this, most of the stuff we're looking at is entertainment. And it's to get us on a line of gossip, hearsay, and rumors. And once we start pushing the gossip, hearsay, and rumors, it does not equate to whatever plan that we have to do what it is that we are supposed to do by putting the action behind the plan. Remember, old saying by one of the so-called founding fathers, that's another lie, but anyway, I love the saying that if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. See?
Yeah.
So a lot of us don't have a particular plan that we're determined and disciplined to keep that in the forefront. Stay focused. We start entertaining the gossip, hearsay, and rumors. Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram,
social
media at large, which is no more than social distractions.
Yeah,
that's
what
all
is
the
that
media.
One that where, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that's all the media and news is doing is basically giving more and more distractions to keep us off of our plan, off of our square, off of our thought. By now gossiping about everything else other than your plan at large, your particular thing, nobody else's. But because we're spending so much time on the entertainment of social media and fake news, the energy that should be put behind our efforts and the action of our plan is never fulfilled because it's too much energy wasted on all of the articles, all of the links, all of the social media hype that has nothing to do with none of us at the end of the day. Certain articles might, but the majority of them don't. And that's what we have engulfed our conversations in, what's not helping us whatsoever. Too much energy, too much power, too much magic that we claim to have that we're not using because of the distractions. We can't even learn incantations to help us in our own plight, because we're regurgitating all of the nonsense from social media, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, damn it, TikTok. How often do I get sites on TikTok? I delete everything that comes in from TikTok. I don't need my people to amplify what TikTok throws on my phone every half an hour. Some new video from TikTok, like I want to watch somebody else do something stupid, crazy to get likes, followers, or whatever. No, that has nothing to do with what I'm doing. My gift is my plan.
Yes.
My plan was my gift. It's all the same. Without using the numbers, it's the same number. Your plan is part of your gift. But that's why we don't have a plan, because we don't know our gift.
Yeah, that's true. And Brother Eddie, two things. Now, TikTok, is that the one where they have it where all these young people are doing stupid things?
They're doing all type of stuff. You know, some of it is entertaining where they're dancing, they're doing this, that, and the other, but again, you know, TikTok to me is when I get back on time. And TikTok, every time I see it, gets me on my time, which is my information, my learning. It ain't got nothing to do with the time of their artificial clock or their artificial social media site. Anytime I look at it, it's taking me off my square. It's entertainment, fam.
Yeah.
It's all entertainment. It's making you smile, making you giggle, making you nod your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it ain't got nothing to do with your gift. It's part of your plan. If you got time to do it, then that's on you. My time is my time, and I'm not giving it up. No TikTok, no Facebook, no Instagram, no social media, no fake news, no distractions. I'm staying focused now, and it's called discipline. That's part of martial arts for me. I got to get back discipline again. So nothing interferes with my plan, what I plan on doing. Ain't nothing, ain't no stopping us. Ain't no stopping me now. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. But I can't move when I'm regurgitating somebody else's nonsense to the point where I want to share somebody else's nonsense with a family member for them to be entertained. No, entertain me on what you're doing or what I'm trying to do as part of either your plan or my plan. It has something to do with us fixing us. TikTok ain't fixing us. TikTok is a distraction from what we're supposed to be doing to fix us, like every other social media site.
Yes. I
ain't got time for
that. Background noise. I'm sorry, Roberta.
Yeah, I'm hearing an echo. I'm hearing an echo in the background also. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, folks, could you please correct that? Okay, Brother Eddie, do you remember when Obama was in office and he signed this bill where it was okay for them to push propaganda on the people?
Yes.
You remember that? Okay, now
of
I want to look for it. I want to look for it so that, you know, to do some research on it. And now they're saying that that's lie. They're saying that didn't happen. And so I said, okay, well, that's the propaganda to say that it didn't happen because I remember when he said that.
Like I said, it's also we can put it when we were talking about some time ago dealing with the Mandela effect. When we grew up and saw something one way and now they tell us it didn't happen that way.
Right.
No,
yes.
That's not what they said. Shit, I remember, I have a photographic memory, so I remember different things, especially commercials as a child, singing these particular commercials. Oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what
that
I truly like
to
be. And if I was an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. And now they tell me on Mandela Effect they didn't say that. Get out of here.
Yes, they did. I remember that.
Yes.
I remember
but
that.
You look up on the Mandela Effect, and they tell you that's not what they said. And you're going to try to convince me of something that was embedded in my mind through a commercial, and now tell me it wasn't said that way. Stop the madness.
Yes,
like
it
I
was.
Said,
yes, it was. I remember that. Now, look, for you to be in Chicago and for me to be over here on the East Coast, and we both remember the same song the same way, you know it's true.
That's and like I said, how many people will look at the Mandela Effect and say, oh, it didn't happen that way?
And now we're arguing
at those of us who lived it, who are the living manual book. That's what they can't burn. This is what they're trying to do, going paperless, taking away the books.
Yeah.
We enjoy turning the pages of a book. We enjoy our fingers and our hands on a book. Now they're taking it away and putting it on all of these social media sites. I can't even think of the names right now that they have that you can go and read these things from that they have changed. And they're constantly changing for their benefit. And who are they changing it for? The children, because the children didn't live, see, and know the things we know. This is why we have to relate all of this to the children.
Yes.
If we're really intending to leave this world a better place for our children, we got to give them the truth.
Yes.
We have to share with them what social media, what this system will constantly lie to keep them following a lie. Again,
yes,
we all know that saying, if you say a lie or you believe a lie for so long, that lie becomes the truth.
Yep, becomes the truth for you, yes.
So this is why we must talk to our children along with talking to one another, because at times it's up to us to fix us just through conversation by getting each other right. Sometimes
yes,
we have the information and a bit of the information will be wrong, and we need one another collectively to correct that gap that's wrong that we keep pushing because we have been given even wrong information embedded with the right information. And this is how they push it. They give partial truths with partial lies, which isn't the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and then which is up to us to figure it out. But we don't have to figure out what different individuals know, particular parts that they've actually lived. This is why it's pertinent for them to take the seniors out, to take those of us who are 50 and over. See, that hash mark is that half a century, 50 years. So they want to take those of us who are 50 and over out because we have the memories. As you said, you remembered that song.
Yeah.
We have that in us that they can't lie to us about, and we can correct the lie that they've been pushing on the youth, on our children.
Yeah.
That's the social dilemma that we're in right now, personal social dilemma behind this social media that we keep allowing to guide and direct or misdirect where we're supposed to be going, because, again, we start to push their narrative. We got to stop it. If we got the power, we got the control, why do we keep repeating what they, whoever they might be, say, and we keep pushing that instead of us? It's up to us, and we can't fix us with their lie. And this is what we're doing. So we got to stop it. They ain't got to stop it. They're doing their job by putting it in front of us.
Yeah.
We got to stop allowing and accepting the nonsense and then pushing that nonsense as if it was the truth. Free your mind and the truth will follow, family.
Yes.
Free your mind from all of the nonsense.
And also, we
got to
keep our books. We got to keep our books and we got to continue. I said we got to keep our books and we got to continue to buy books. Remember the books that they are putting on to be banned. And I also read where The Wizard of Oz, that they want that banned too. And I said, well, you know, I mean, for those of us that know what is the true meaning of The Wizard of Oz, you can understand that. But, you know, there are so many things with this culture cancer or cancel culture, whatever you want to say it, that they're doing. But look with what is behind it, like with everything, for their madness, it's a reason. Now, if they want to cancel out all these books because they holler that, you know, for racial things and, you know, daggone well, they're not trying to make things so that we can feel comfortable. And then why should we feel comfortable when what was done to our families, our people, is erased as if it never happened? So when we
go to tell
our story to our children, then it's like we're lying, you know. So then who do they believe? The schools who's teaching them this nonsense or their parents who's giving them the family history?
That's why it's pertinent to constantly talk to our children, constantly talk to one another so that we can keep our stories living. Because, again, why would they talk about banning a so-called classic book of The Wizard of Oz. Because as of late, not only myself, but others are giving a different viewpoint, which is coming from our history, what The Wizard of Oz was even talking about. That's our story. And now that we are breaking it apart and decoding it, they want to ban it. They want to stop it.
Yep.
Because now that we're into that era of giving the metaphysics of the chakras and looking at the chakras of that particular book story, that when Dorothy got to Oz, it went from black and white to color. Whoa.
Yeah.
And the first color that she ran into was the ruby red slippers, the bottom chakra. And then bypassing the orange chakra to the yellow chakra that took her up the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. That's your spinal cord.
Yeah.
Taking your blood, the ruby red slippers of your blood, along your spinal cord up to your heart chakra, the Emerald City. Heart chakra, the heart being judged by the feather. As I told the family last year, go back and look at The Wizard of Oz, the first 10 minutes, and you see the wizard playing dual roles, being called Professor Marvel at the beginning when he took Dorothy in his wagon, changed his hats, put on a fez, and told Dorothy about the story of Isis and Osiris, our history, to a white girl from Kansas. That's considered the flattest state in the land. It's all connected, family, but that's our history.
You know, Brother Eddie, doesn't it also, The Wizard of Oz, doesn't it also have to do with the Federal Reserve?
Oh, that's, it has to do with a whole bunch of things, but other people break it down different ways. I'm not on the Federal Reserve. I'm on the spiritual of the metaphysics, even dealing with the colors of the chakras and dealing with your personal heart, as we started off at the beginning, that ear in your heart. This is why the wizard at the end told them they had everything in them already that they had been searching for. The courage of the lion was already there. The brain of the scarecrow was already there. And the heart of the Tin Man was already there. And Dorothy could always get home once she opened her mind to get back.
Yes.
Just use that three bottom chakras and click your heels, baby, three times to get to the upper three. I want to go home. Click, click, click. Clicking those red ruby slippers to activate your blood to go from the bottom up to the top. That's all our history, family. That's our history that they done made a little story and gave back to us, and we can't recognize it because we didn't know, some of us, but as we find these things out, we start to now disseminate the information behind what was given. That's why that so-called smallest character in that movie, which was a dog, God spelled backward, revealed and pulled the curtain off of the wizard. The dog, God. They used that little scruffy little dog as God, the smallest character, to pull the curtain back. And the wizard was revealed. Go ahead, Brother Carmen.
Brother Eddie. Yeah. What is the number six there? What's the number for love?
Number for love is five, bro. You know, that's the five. 14.
All right.
Love,
so what
is 14, the five.
Right, because what I'm trying to figure out, because Dorothy clicks her heels three times. They tell her to click her heels three times two, because the 2 feet click together. So two times three equals six.
Yep. That's why when you look at the word six, S-I-X equals 14. The five again. The love. Okay. That's why it's a six. It's hidden behind the number of the word. It's right in our face. Right there. The 2 times 3 is 6.
And what,
2 plus 3 is 5.
What's the abbreviation
and 6
for ounce?
Go ahead. Huh?
What's the abbreviation for ounce?
Ounce? The abbreviation is ounces for odds. Ounces odds.
Right.
That's all they done did. They done turned odds and made it odds instead of you understanding that odds is ounce. That's what your heart is being measured by, pounds and ounces. They just done fooled us, and we pronouncing odds instead of ounce, the abbreviation of weight.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they done did a hell of a job. Oh, yeah. But that's why we got to get it back right. Because at the end of the day, ounce is three. Us is three.
Right. But what
we're the ounce that they're talking about, that it's us that's being measured. That's why they had
right.
the movie that came out called Us. Yes.
Yeah. But the other part, too, is that, you know, when you're talking about the Mandela effect, and the Mandela effect is dealing because, you know, you saying about the Oscar Mayer and how even that they're saying that wasn't true, because you look at Fruit Loops and then they all the things that we had as children, they've altered them. Even the monocle on Monopoly. The guy used to wear a monocle. Now he doesn't have a monocle. The Fruit Loops is only one O instead of the two O's, and they've gotten all of these changes, and what they're doing is psychologically giving the children a new language of the same thing that we grew up with.
What was the candy bars? Joy and mouth. Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Right.
Peter Paul, and Joy's got nuts, and Peter Paul Mounds don't. Whatever happened to that little character that wore the monocle called, dang, it was right in my head, the Planet's Peanut. Planet's Peanut,
right.
Man,
yeah.
Always had a monocle. He had a monocle.
Right. Nah,
see,
he don't.
But yeah, you don't even, right, and you don't even see that commercial no more, just like another one. It always caught my attention years ago. It was the Michelin Man. I don't know if y'all remember the Michelin Man dealing with the tires. And that old commercial back in the day used to have the Michelin Man at the end of the commercial run up to the screen, and he would point his finger up number one. Well, when have you seen an all-white tire? We not seen white walls, but we ain't never seen a tire that was all white, and the Michelin Man was all white. That's why he put up that finger of him being number one. You don't see that. See?
No, you don't.
But only we who saw that, remember that, could give that, because they're not going to get it from social media anymore.
No,
because they don't
want
our children to figure out how demonic they really are and what things that they showed and revealed back in the day that they don't reveal today, because our children are picking apart.
Right, because the tablets, and that was, you were talking about the books, the electronic books are Kindles and e-books and all of that now is what they sell, because now they've taken it and scanned them, and what they're doing with them is that they're taking key points out of it and putting it into electronics. So, you know, once you read it, if you didn't read the paperback, you won't know what's missing.
Correct.
Well, you know, there's some. Let me tell you something about the paperback, though. The hardcover is the complete. Well, it's supposed to be the complete book. When you have the paperback,
right.
It has things that are taken out that's not in the hard book, the hard copy.
Right. Right.
So it's just the more you're willing to spend, the more accurate you'll get.
And
now
for me, we don't
hardcover.
We don't have to spend so much money on these books that they have made astronomically priced because they don't want you to get the books. If Brother Kwame has the book and I can't borrow the book from Brother Kwame, then Brother Kwame can basically give me the information I'm looking for. And it's up to me to apply it, which means to write it down so that I have it now on my own personal record. See?
Yes.
And we must start using the art of writing.
You know what? You know why they did away with electronic book? I mean, did away with books and put them on electronics. Because when I first got down there, we used to go on missions. We would go to Emory, Kennesaw, and Georgia State, and we would go into their libraries with about three or four rolls of dimes and go to the copy machine and get all the books and put them on a cart, and we'd make our books from the hardback.
Mm.
That's the way we used to do our book. Well,
that's a good idea.
But you can't do that today because what they did is they've taken them and put them all on the computer. A lot of libraries as they scan it and then they get rid of them or they turn around and sell them off. For their personal libraries and professors and people who wrote them or the families who wrote them, and they take those books and they do away with them. Because the originals, when you get an original, and like Antoinette said, when you make, is edited when they first print it in a hardback, and then they edit it again when they put it into a paperback.
Yes, that's a dying breed. Libraries now. That's like a dinosaur. You don't hear too many children talking about going to the libraries. You don't see the parents that take their children to the libraries the way we used to.
Right, because you go just tell them go Google it. Don't you know? Everybody used to have a set of Encyclopedia Britannica. You don't see them no more. You see them in thrift stores.
Beautiful staff. Great. Brought it to mind. Family, go to thrift stores. Don't look at it as you going because you're poor and this, that. No. Go and find those gems that are at the flea market and at thrift stores. At secondhand stores, you will find some diamonds in the rough.
Yes.
Right. Those particular places.
Because I love antiques. You will also find some great antiques.
Yes, you will. I mean, hardwood, furniture.
Yes.
And all types of things that you'll find.
Yep, real wood.
That's
real wood, the way how it used to be. Yes.
Right. But you know what that is for? Is because the young people, when their parents or grandparents die, they don't want to be bothered with all this stuff. So where do they take them to? Salvation Army or Goodwill?
Yep. Yes, they do. To get pressed wood. You know, to go out and spend all this money to get pressed wood is not even real.
Right. But it's just something that you got something that's designed by somebody's name. And it ain't even all wood. Ain't nothing but sawdust and glue.
Yep. Also, you can be in style. And don't know you have the best product right there that you already have.
You don't want to hold on to something that you consider old, which is really one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
My grandfather used to always say, and he used to drive the garbage truck, and he knew all of the routes that white people had when they set their stuff out. He would go around in his station wagon and go before the day that they garbage day. He would go out the night before and ravage the garbage.
Yeah. But, you know, Brother Tommy, they knew how to do away with that. They, you get credit, you know, you get tax credit now for donating your furniture and stuff.
Right.
And they'll come and pick it up for you. So you don't have to put
it
up.
Sell it. And then what people are doing now, when they do that, they go online and see what the name brand is, how much it sells for, and then that's when they raise their prices.
Mm. Mm.
That's what Craigslist came in.
When
they came up with Craigslist, people go out and get these things from thrift stores, and again, they resell it on Craigslist and make a pretty penny.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
And now the other part, too, you know what else is, but we don't have it in the hood, is you go out in the suburbs, you go to garage sales on Saturday and Sundays, you pick up.
Yes, I used to love them.
Yep,
I used to go to them every week.
Garage sales and estate sales. Look in the paper for somebody's obituary, and then watch out. You'll see an estate sale.
Yep. That is so, so true.
Yep.
I do that here a lot. They have a whole bunch of yard sales here in the suburbs of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I always park my car and go take little looks. And these yard sales, because, again, even yard sales has books that people are getting rid of. And that's my first thought. I want to find some gems, some books that I can't find at the library or I can't find for sale anymore. And a lot of people are getting rid of books the same way back in the day where I would go and get a lot of albums. For people who don't know what albums were, they CDs today. But I would go buy a lot of my albums from yard sales that people would get rid of, along with the books that I would pick up. So you can find, like I said, a lot of gems at thrift stores, yard sales, garage sales, flea markets. All of these places have extraordinary things if we take the time out to just go look.
Yeah, but Eddie, there used to be a place in Chicago that mostly all the DJs used to go. You could trade records, albums, old records. People would come in and trade their albums, sell their albums. And it was a record store. That's all they did was sold. People came in, traded off records, and they had everybody's records in there.
Yeah. I know I can't remember the name, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's why the records today, the records today are the records that are embedded on our DNA.
Right.
That's what we have to do. We have to remember those things. Like
because
me bringing up that song made Antoinette flash back and say, "I remember that." It's just give each other certain things that we haven't thought about in decades, not just years, but decades.
Right. But all it takes is because it's all in our Akashic record and in our DNA. But the thing that happens, because when you start talking, I remember my great aunt used to have an old big troller and had them 78 records with them big old needles. And you crank it all up, and then you drop that needle on there, and it had the cone phones, the speaker. That's the old big trollers.
Yeah, I remember where you had to put a nickel on the the thing to make it go round, to make it so it plays straight.
Yeah, on the arm spindle. Yeah, when you got the arm.
Yeah, thank you.
You put that nickel or that quarter on it to keep it from skipping.
Yeah,
right. Understanding the thing,
but the other part is in Chicago was famous for the Dusties. Why did they call it Dusties? Is because when you drop the needle down there, it's gonna collect dust because that album has been sitting out so long. It just collects the dust and crackling and spark, making all that noise. And you have to wipe the dust off. You had them little brushes that you wipe let the record spin around and collect the dust off of it.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? You remember
Herb Kent?
Herb Kent, yeah, Herb Kent, the cool gent.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
RCA, the label of RCA. What image did the RCA record label have on it? Do you remember?
A dog with his head sitting listening to his master.
And it had a big cone.
Yeah.
That cone
that was. The way that happened was the master recorded his voice, and the dog, it was so clear, the dog ran up there, and he thought the master was inside that cone.
That's it. That's when Memorex came up with their little logo or saying, is it live or is it Memorex?
And what did they have? Ella Fitzgerald breaking a wine glass.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, I remember that. Like it was yesterday, yes. Man,
these are the things that we need to draw from, pull from, and make it useful today when we relate it to our children so that they can see a connection to what's being used technology-wise on them today.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I know when I tell my children that they don't know what real food is.
No,
yeah, because I told them I'm used to real food. I grew up on real food. And, you know, I tell them all the time, y'all just don't know what real food is.
No, and the other thing, they don't know what real music, because real music,
you got
a stereo system. The woman comes out the left and the man's voice come out the right. The treble comes out the right and the bass come out the left. That was stereo. This stuff that they got with CD, everything come out, both speakers is the same.
Programming at its best. Programming, as you were saying earlier, dealing with people now using their phones, not only to take pictures, but to make a small little movie.
Right.
Yeah.
See? It's a psychological war. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
I'm saying is that's the part of what they're doing is because when you're able to release the dopamine that happens when you're able to gratify yourself by seeing yourself, that in turn addicts you to that instrument that you're using. I tell them it's Wi-Fi on crack. Wi-Fi crack.
That's why, I was getting ready to say,
and I think
it's a psychological war that they're using. And after I use psychological war, I go back to the music that was real music dealing with Parliament.
Yeah.
The psychological war that he was telling us then is happening now. Psycho Alpha Disco Beta. Bio Aqua Dulu. A motion picture. Underwater, starring most of you. Everybody's in a motion picture with their phones now, baby.
Yes.
They were talking about it in the 70s, and it's here now.
Yeah, but what did Roger come up with? Computer love.
Oh, that and computer
y'all
love, yes. I don't like that song. I never liked it.
You're going to be in love with your computer screen.
Yeah, I never liked that song. And now that I'm older, I guess I can see why I never liked it.
Yeah, it was the program of what was coming.
Yep, and I never liked it. But that's what I said. Now I see why I never liked it.
Yep.
But, you know, everything that they have set up now is instant gratification. No, they started with the microwave. Everything is instant. And these children are learning no patience. And
when this started, we got used to it when we started getting TV dinners, Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Yeah.
We had all these things that were supposed to be
instant.
Quicker than standing at a stove cooking like your mother did with an apron on. You just go to the microwave. electrify the food, kill every vitamin that was in it, and then eat it.
Why do you think they came up with all of the restaurants being dubbed as fast food restaurants? McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Church's Chicken, fast food.
Why did they have all these restaurants? Remember when we grew up, there weren't that many restaurants.
But what,
you hardly see that many restaurants.
What did they do to make fast food restaurants? They created the interstate. People traveling fast on the highway don't want to stop long to sit out in a restaurant, so you just drive through and grab something and keep driving. That's the whole concept of the engineering of that when Eisenhower made the interstate. Interstate means that you had to have things along the way so people could fast go in, come out, and keep driving.
Yeah.
That created fast food.
Yeah.
The drive-through. That's why you was driving right through. Drive, got your food, and kept on going.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you were traveling on the interstate. You were going, you were on Route 66.
Yeah. Yep. They even had a song about that, too. Remember?
Yeah, it goes from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific.
Yes, all across the country.
They even had an old television series called Route 66.
Yeah.
That
they were showing how you could travel from where it begins on the East Coast all the way to the West Coast, where it ends at right there at the ocean. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Yes. Wow. Oh, man.
We're telling our age.
Yes, we are. But you know what? You know what, Brother Palmy? This is what I say. Look, thank God we're still here to tell our age. There's a whole lot of them that didn't get to be here.
Hey, there's a whole lot of folks that didn't get up this morning.
Yeah. That's right. You know, so we still here, so I'm not complaining.
Nope.
And that's why we woke up this morning. That's why it's a beautiful day every day you wake up. We wake up to get it right. See?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why when you add, Sister Antoinette, what is 6 plus 6? Rule 66 is what? 6 plus 6 is what?
12. 6 plus 12. 6 is 12, which is a 3.
And 12 comes up to kill.
Yes, and that's exactly what it did, didn't it?
It did a lot of killing on Route 66. Up and down Route 66 was a lot of death.
Yeah.
That's why you got your kicks on Route 66.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's why it became so famously known. For a lot of the death, because as Kwame said, it took you to the ocean, and that's where they tied rubber cement to your ankles and put you in cement shoes, and threw you in the ocean, baby, to get rid of that dead body.
Yeah, or either they crossed over a bridge and threw you over the bridge and put you in somebody else's river in another state. There's a whole lot of folks in the Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, Brother Eddie and Brother Palmy and everyone, tick comes up to 14, which is the 5.
Well, we told that when Brother Palmy asked earlier what was 6. And I told him 6 is the 14, dealing with love. Love is 14. But that's why when we're talking about the Wizard of Oz going to the heart chakra, which deals with love, she clicked her heels 3 times. 2 times 3, your 2 feet and the 3 clicks. 2 times 3 is 6. 6 is no more when you spell it out. 14, back to the heart. Back to love.
And kicks
love is 14.
Kicks is the 2. And kicks is 2.
Yes, sir.
When you make it plural, it becomes the 2. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, again, we must relate these different things that we are disseminating to one another, to our children, to our family members, to our friends, to our inner circle, that basically, again, like that proverbial pebble that's thrown in the pond that makes that ripple. That's all we are, that pebble that's making our circle ripple outward.
Yeah. But see, the thing about what you said, Eddie, is where you stand on the bank at and you throw it out into that pond, that ripple is going to come all the way back to where you threw it from.
So let me say this. If you have a question or a comment or anything, if you press 1, I'll be happy to open up your line. I mean, I thank y'all for being with us, but I don't want you to feel that we're excluding you from the conversation. So if you press 1, I'll be happy to open you up and let you in.
Did you ever find that lady, remember the woman called in about being possessed, I mean chipped, and remember that she had a friend?
What?
No, I didn't.
She said possessed.
Well, I know what you're talking about, the sister that was talking about they're taking her DNA like they took Henriette Latt's DNA. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
She was chipped.
The show had closed out that night. Remember, it cut off on its own.
Right.
So I didn't get the board or anything because everything closed out. So I should have wrote it down when she said something then, and I didn't.
Yeah, but the other sister that called in and verified what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they told me to take down her number, and I didn't. Sister Paris, do you know who they were? Maybe Sister Paris must be asleep or walked away. But she's quiet.
She might be in that.
And her line is
she might be in that water doing PT.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. Well, if anybody knows who that was, if you could press 1, please, and help us out with that.
Yeah, I thought you had took her number down. I thought you took
I
her number
to, down.
I meant
to, but remember that night the screen went. I'm sorry, Sister Parrish.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Thank you.
The sister is from one of these sisters, Sister Life. She's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She's familiar with that, and she said she's been doing research as well because she's found some similar information. But I'll give you Sister Life's number.
You can give her my number. Don't do it on the air. We're on the air.
No. Okie dokie. But that the other lady, there were several people, including Brother Ray, that agreed with her everything that she was saying had the hair standing up on all over, so I know that she's on point when it does that's just my opinion, so I'll
those are targeted individuals, and they come after them for different reasons. Either they expose something. I know what one of the sisters has said to me is that they went after that lady in particular that had called in because of her family lineage. And that if you put your name now, wait a minute, I've got to make sure I say this right, but you do your name and your family's surnames and check it under royalty lines, and you'll be able to see if your family is connected to royalty. And sometimes they'll come after you for that. And that particular sister that called in, it was because her family was connected to royalty. Now, my only thing is that now, with our names, even if they're connected to royalty, is it our lineage, or is it just who we are, what our names are because we're here? I'm trying to say it without saying it. Is it because of the master's name?
Right, but what you look at is like the bloodline. Obama was Obama's mother was in the royal bloodline, is why he was being able to be chosen. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The same thing that somebody was saying that Al Sharpton's bloodline is connected to the Queen. He's an offshoot, of somebody messing around, but that they have the same DNA line that he's a part of.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess that is possible when you look at Charlotte. She moved to North Carolina. Isn't that where they sent her? Wasn't that the one that they said was black, or you know, she had black children or something?
You talking about Sally Henry?
No. I'm talking about Charlotte, the Queen Charlotte, the one from one of the Queen's family members that she ended up over here, a sister or something, that they named Charlotte, North Carolina after.
Oh, yeah. Charlemagne or something like Charlemagne or Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with that, but I'm taking notes, family. Thank you for that. At a different time, I'll look all of that up and get that. But right quick, personal announcement. We only got about 7 to 8 more minutes before that 11 o'clock hour, and we know at 11 or even before, they might shut us off and shut us down.
Yeah.
So with that, we're coming to the end of the show, family. And I just wanted people to know that, hey, if you don't have anything to add, hopefully you've been adding it to your own personal notes, dealing
yes.
with your own personal goals that you have
mm-hmm.
set for yourself so
yes.
that you can implement and apply the useful information that you've gathered this evening and any other show to enhance your own life, to enhance where you are. That's it. All we're giving is information to enhance wherever you are to make your life, your information, your learning, your knowledge a little bit simpler, a little bit easier, a little bit better.
Yeah.
She was the
well, y'all. That I'm gonna play a song for us. I'm sorry, Brother Kwame.
No, what you was asking about was Charlotte. She's named after
the
city is named after the king's whatever queen, Charlotte of something. Let me go back.
Yeah.
Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz. She was the Charlotte of Mecklenburg, whatever, Burg, the queen of the consort of the British King George III.
Okay. But when she banished here, wasn't one of them sent here?
That
I think
she
they
was
were trying
a consort.
To hide her.
I think she was. Right.
Yeah. Because they
I
said that she
you,
was
I
black anyway, and they didn't want it known.
Was.
I yes, I seen that. Thank you. Yes, I seen that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know one of them that they were trying to hide.
Yeah, she
and
was
I thought
a consort.
Thank you.
Right.
And that's why I always use that when we go back and look at the so-called founding fathers, and they were wearing
mm-hmm.
these white powdered wigs. It was not
yes.
just for a fashion statement. They were wearing it
nope.
to hide the lineage of that 1 ounce of black blood that their
yep.
hair showed that it was nappy. It was curly.
Yep. Yep.
Which let everybody know
real wavy.
That
yep.
they didn't write. They didn't have that pure so-called, so they put those powdered wigs on to hide their lineage.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
also, it was to kill the mice that they had in their head while they had the powder in there. Because they didn't do much shampooing and cleaning, you know. That's why France was famous for perfume, because they had to cover them odors.
Oh, funk and that just don't go together.
That's why they called it Paris. That's why they called it Paris, France. See, because when you go to Paris, you understand and you're going to find a lot of parasites.
Oh, wait a minute, y'all.
Parasites in
Paris. Wait a minute. I'm Paris now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Brother Kwame. Did I hear you say they wore the powdered wigs to keep the lice away?
Yeah, because they had so many lice in their head, so they had to put powder and they put wigs on it because all them lice was running out of their head.
Brother Kwame, are you telling me the truth? Wait a minute, Brother Kwame, for real? I'm going to have to look this up. Oh, Lord, I'm so grateful I just didn't have that procedure done because it would hurt to laugh. Oh, wait a minute. For real, wait a minute. Are you joking or are you telling the truth?
Look it up.
Kwame, she wants to make sure you're not giving her propaganda.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
We love you, Sister Paris. We love you, Sister Paris.
Oh, y'all. Okay, I'm not.
But now, Sister Paris, send your AWOL. Don't you have them come contacting us? Saying, okay, we held you up. We got you up somewhere.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
that's
Lord.
They called their sheriffs back at that time and changed the name to the police. See, because the police had lice too. Police. They had some lice in their head.
Brother Harris, now wait just a minute. Y'all.
That's why they call Popo now. They had police.
I thought it was Popo because they stunk.
That too.
Popo, poop, poop. Forgive me, y'all.
That's
it.
Popo or poo-poo? Poo-poo. Yeah, bunch of poo.
Lord. Y'all are terrible. Y'all got me acting terrible.
Good way to bring the full moon, the new moon, a little laughter. Oh, man, I tell you. Brother Harris, you remember when we went to the doctor and what I brought in my chair?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you remember that big old stone that I got from the stronghold?
Yeah.
Okay, that stone, along with all those other stones that were on my porch when you came, they're in an altar outside my door.
Okay, y'all hear that? Is it changing or somebody sleeping? Somebody snoring. I heard it a while back. Yes. Did you get what I just sent you? Let's see. Yes, I got it.
Why do people wear powdered wigs? Oh, yeah, for nearly two centuries. Yes, mental floss. It almost sounds like Brother West having some distress. Brother West be going through that. That sleep phase. So Brother West ain't on the line, so it ain't Brother West, but yeah.
His mind's not open. He didn't ask for his mind to be open tonight.
Right. So, yeah.
I needed this family.
Not him.
I feel better.
That's good. That's great.
I feel better.
Oh, wow. Sister Paz, he was telling the truth. Brother Kwame was, oh, my goodness.
That's not me.
No, it's not you. It's, I don't know who it is.
But let him keep on, let him keep on snoring. It's chuckling my spirit.
No, that might be.
The Peruke story begins like many others with syphilis. By 1580, the STD had become the worst epidemic to strike Europe since the Black Death, according to William Powers. So that was another reason why they wore the white hair.
They had rashes and skin lesions on their heads, so they had to wear the powdered wig to cover up their syphilis scars.
Oh, my. Yeah, so the syphilis outbreak sparked a surge in wig making. Victims hid their baldness as well as the bloody sores that scoured their faces with wigs made of horse, goat, or human hair. And they were scented with lavender or orange to hide any funky aromas.
Yep.
I got to find out who's...
They whistling with that, too. They smell with a whistle. This is a whistleblower. This is a whistleblower.
Oh, shoot, I can't find out who it is now. It's too late now, y'all. I'm sorry, I can't get it.
Oh, Sister Anthony, you got to find out who it is.
Oh, my.
I told them to be quiet because I was going to give them a whistle, but they got one already. They got their whistle.
Brother Harris, you better quit.
Forgive me, y'all. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Billios. Don't forget Brother Ray at 3 o'clock on Sunday. 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, we need to be drumming, y'all. And we really got to pass this along because... That's Brother Kwame.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you got to watch and see if Dry Bones sends out a broadcast, because if you don't, then ain't no show, because they're calling in and ain't getting no shows, so... But you can.
Yeah, but
you
calling me, honey, I don't know either.
But Antoinette, you can officially say now you've had a whistleblower on your show.
Yes, I can. And they've been gone for a while. Now the only thing is we need a translator.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
oh,
at least we got a good laugh out tonight, so we can go.
Yes, we did.
That's always key. Have a little laughter, a smile in your life every day.
Yes.
Right.
Give a little bit of smile. So,
we learned that we got to have a toolbox. That's where we keep our words and our knowledge and our toolbox. But then you got to have a toy box where you can go in and play. And do the things that you need to do, you know, so you have a balance.
Yeah. Well, I guess whoever it was, they stopped now. I guess they said you're not going to make any more profit now.
Well, they rolled over, so they didn't find enough position.
Yeah, you know how people be on their back.
Y'all
and get roll
family,
over on your
stomach.
You on your back and you snoring. Roll over. Roll over. Shut up. Oh, yeah. They rolled over.
Yeah. They probably rolled over and not got that good slob running out their mouth, so they did.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh, my God.
got a window.
Y'all want to quit? Y'all want to quit?
Oh, my goodness.
The whole side of their left side of their face is wet. Just wet.
Yeah, but what? Hey, Eddie. That's some kids.
Yeah.
You see them wake up in the morning, they got that whole white streak going on the side of their face.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's a shame. Oh,
okay,
my.
If you can play the song, play a song, because my stomach hurts. Okay,
I lost those everything.
My stomach is hurting from laughing so hard.
Woo.
I'm gonna exercise my stomach.
Yes. Oh my.
Woo. Nothing like a good laugh, family. Nothing like a good laugh.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
That's
so
it.
Thank you, whistleblower, for giving us that.
Yep.
But I needed that.
Yeah,
they was listening when I told Mother AZ to float on. I guess they gonna blow on. Blow on, blow on. Whistle blow on. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, my. We had a little bit of everything tonight, huh?
We started with some serious talk, some martial arts, and we went to discipline, then we went through the chakras, and we went down the yellow brick road, and we wind up on the pillow. We wind up having some pillow talk on the late night pillow talk.
And don't forget, y'all also got a special treat because y'all got to hear one of my grandbabies.
Yes, we did. We got a special treat. She came in and sat in Grandma's lap and talked to us.
Yeah.
That was a blessing. That was a blessing.
Yes, it was. And when Brother Kwame said heart, she did her fingers. You know how they make the heart? And here she's putting her fingers together doing the heart. Like, oh, my goodness. And while y'all were talking, she was studying, nodding her head, saying,
And Brother Kwame, we can't forget Black Elk, who talked about the horse. See, because we had a horse whisperer on tonight.
Yes, we did.
Horse whisperer.
Oh, Brother Harris. Y'all ought to quit.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And she was trying to whistle for that horse to come here.
Oh my!
Woo! That's the fifth horseman. We got the four horsemen. Now we got the fifth one. The horse whisperer.
Right. Oh yeah!
Oh, that's look, and I never heard of a horse whisperer before.
Well, we got one now because we just heard it.
Yeah. Yep, and one of my sons, he can break horses, but I never heard of a horse. I have to ask him if he a horse whisperer. That didn't even come out right. Horse whisperer.
Yep, we got dog whisperers, so you got to have a horse.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Right.
Our sister Antoinette, they do have horse whisperers. Yes, ma'am. They do. But wait a minute. Is he still snoring?
Pardon me?
You hear him? Do you hear him?
Yes, I'm here.
They ain't snoring in the phone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, family. Let me say this. I love the class. I love the show. I love the family contributing. But Harris got to take an early nod because I'm letting the family know I'm into my martial arts, and I have my first student tomorrow.
So I know I'm teaching already, and I got my first student. So I got to get myself prepared for my student to give them my all, my best, you know, so that they can get what they need. So I'm going to call it an evening and let the family know I love you until the next time around. Same Bruce Lee time, same Bruce Lee channel. We ain't coming back.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Tell the truth. You go and practice what you heard, right? You go and put your head in the pillow and try to practice that.
Oh, I ain't going to be no horse whisperer now, but I'm going to get some deep sleep. But I ain't going to be no horse whisperer. And again, if I do, don't nobody know but me, because ain't nobody here but me. So ain't nobody going to hear my whispering but me.
Well, the best thing to do, man, is put you a towel on your pillow so when you slob, you can wipe your face.
You are adding a heart on everybody tonight. Night, night.
Sweet dreams, everyone. Okay, y'all. Well, we'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all next week. I don't have anything planned for the rest of the week.
So as the Looney Tunes Merry Melody says, that's all, folks.
Okay, now you gotta do it. Gotta do it right. You gotta do it right now. Say it the way how he said it.